Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Basic Latina Podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. And y'all, I know I say this every month, but I cannot believe it is April. Like, if y'all thought that 2019 was playing games, well, it definitely isn't. It is coming to slap the shit out of us. So whatever goals or whatever projects or whatever you want to work on for the new year, if you haven't started it, honey, it's the time to start. Because pretty soon, you'll be going to barbecues, celebrating 4th of July, you know, dressing your kids up for Halloween, and then it's Christmas. And then you look back and you're like, what the fuck did I do with 2019? That's why I started these love, life, and wellness tips mini episodes, because the month goes by so fast that you're just like, what the fuck happened? So for me, it's like a recap of the things that I was thinking about, and I actually keep a notes, a tab in my notes app about what happened in the month of March that was significant that I want to share with you guys that you guys might find significant. And I know it has been a trying month for all of us in the month of March. I've been feeling it. I've been seeing it on social media. So let's jump right into it. So my life tip for March is going to sound really petty, but worry about yourself. One thing that I've struggled with since I can't remember is people minding my business. So with friends, it's them telling me, oh, you hang out with this person more than you hang out with the other person. Or them telling me like, oh, you said that you were going to lose weight, but you haven't gone to the gym. Or you're eating this, or them saying like, you're supposed to be saving money, but why'd you go to Taco Bell last week? So my last two examples could be seen as an accountability partner. But in my experience, the way that my friends have said this to me has not been supportive at all. It has been from a judgmental place, and that's not how I function. I'm a very sensitive person. And another layer to that is looking through looking at your friends' lives and spending your time judging them or based on the decisions that they're making, and perhaps losing sleep at night or losing time and energy because you're worried about the things that they said they were going to do. It's one thing, you know, we should definitely be, you know, encouraging each other and pushing each other up. And you should have people in your life who push you to be a greater person. But we shouldn't be setting ourselves on fire for other people. We should not be so wrapped up in our friends' lives that we forget about what we're doing in our own life. And I'm going to use my relationship for an example because I always do that. Me and my boyfriend, we have a vacation that we're going to go to next week. We're going to Puerto Rico. And from the beginning, you know, since we started planning Puerto Rico, we said that we would eat healthy and work out. And I was getting on him about, oh my God, why don't you, you know, are you going to the gym this week? You know, why'd you eat that? You know, we have goals. So I was kind of getting on him. And at one point I realized that I was doing too much. I wasn't really encouraging him, and that wasn't his style of motivation. And then another layer to that is that I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. So I'm sitting here telling him what he should be doing when I haven't even gone to the gym that week. I had Domino's for lunch. So it's that old saying about, you know, don't point a finger if your hands are dirty and stuff like that. All of that, you know, all that is kind of in mixed together in terms of like minding your business. Not so much because it is not your business, but more because you should be worried about yourself. And I feel like I've said that before on these many episodes, but I feel like it's something to definitely talk about again. A love tip is very simple and, you know, actually kind of sad. We had, we lost a really important person in our community, Nipsey Hussle, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I knew him or I followed him or anything like that. I knew of him because of different things and because of social media, but him dying has like had a ripple effect throughout our community, and there's actually a mural in Hartford and for him in downtown Hartford if you haven't checked it out. But I could just feel the pain through Instagram from a lot of people. And my love tip, honestly, is to give people flowers while they're still alive. And I know that's a saying that people say all the time, you know, life is short, all these things, but it's so true. And it can be really, really hard because we get so wrapped up in our day-to-day lives that we forget to give people the love that they deserve while they're still here. We give people so much love when they pass away. I think about celebrities, because that's the easy example. Selena, Aaliyah, Tupac, Biggie. Most of those artists, I was like super, super young when they passed away, like middle school or maybe even younger than that. And I didn't know who they were, but now their faces are on t-shirts and things like that. And it's just like, did people love them? I always think about this. Did people love them as much as they love them now? Specifically like an artist like Selena, like people idolize her. And I'm thinking like, wow, was she even popular in the US like that? And that's just a lack of knowledge on my end. But I think it's really important to just appreciate the people while they're here. I've had a couple of friends share like really sad news to me about people having illnesses and people just not doing well medically. So if you can, if you haven't done so, check up on your friends and try to do something with them, because, you know, you just never know. And for my wellness tips is setting up boundaries for yourself and the people around you. So I talk about boundaries a lot on the podcast, and I might have mentioned it in these mini episodes. But boundaries, setting boundaries and saying no is an act of self-care. And it might mean that you have to set boundaries with yourself, at work, with your friends, but setting boundaries is so important. So a simple way that I set boundaries is by putting my phone away from me. Putting my phone away from me when I'm going to go to bed and not picking up the phone after a certain time. So I have, you know, just to get personal, because I don't mind. I have a mom who's sick, but she has, my friend lives with her. So it's not like, I know that if something were to happen, that my mom and my friend, someone over there would blow up my phone until I pick up. But if I see that you've called me one time, 9 times out of 10, someone is calling me to vent or to tell me some kind of drama or tell me something negative. It's barely like I rarely get calls for something positive. It is always something negative. So I have learned that people's energy, it definitely impacts me in a way that maybe it doesn't impact other people. You know, energy is currency, so it may impact you as well. So I set up that boundary when it comes to communication. I set boundaries on the weekends when it comes to hanging out with people, because maybe I need to recharge my battery. I set boundaries when it comes to my spending habit, so telling people no and things like that. I have a whole podcast episode on setting boundaries and saying no from last season, which is really good, with my friend Amy Hunter. And it is especially really hard to set boundaries with your loved ones because they don't listen. And there's actually a really good documentary called The Push. And it talks about, it goes into social compliance and how once you have done a favor for someone or you've given someone a yes to something, it kind of is a domino effect where now they're always going to you for favors because they assume that you're going to do it because of that one yes. I totally recommend it. So I recommend you watch The Push on Netflix and listen to my episode on boundaries and saying no. It's from season 1 and it's with Amy Hunter. So just to recap, guys, my life tip is to worry about yourself, mind your business, and focus on you and what you're doing. My love tip is to give people flowers while they're still here. And my wellness tip is, you know, not to be afraid to set boundaries and say no. Well, thank you guys so much. I really love these little mini episodes because it gives me a time to talk to you intimately without having someone else in the room. I'm not saying that in a bad way. I love having people in the room with me and stuff like that, but I definitely created this podcast because I was hoping to provide you guys with advice, and I was really torn last season because I didn't feel like I could do that. I didn't feel like I was giving you guys the advice that I wanted to give you, and it's only because of my background as a therapist. But now I feel like this is an opportunity for me to talk directly to you guys. A lot of you, I follow on social media, you follow me back, and I could just tell what people are going through on Instagram or Facebook and stuff like that. So I use that as my inspiration as well. So I hope that you learned something from these little mini episodes. I really enjoy doing them, like I said. If you'd like to send me an email or reach out to me, please do so via DM on Instagram or email me, basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com. I never read my email. My messages, private messenger on Facebook. I don't know if you have if anyone has a business account on Facebook. It is for some odd reason, the app makes it so hard for me to read those messages, and I never get alerts. And I generally have my social media notifications turned off. That's a boundary that I have. I'm not popping enough to have my notifications for social media on. There's no reason. The last picture I posted on my personal page was 3 months ago, and on the Basic Latina page, you guys will like my stuff and follow me back, but I don't need to be responding to everyone immediately. So maybe that's why, but either way, I get all of your DMs if you guys DM me, and I love when people email me. I do want to do listener letters at some point, so please reach out to me. And like I mentioned, I'm on Instagram. Follow us, Basic Latina Podcast on Instagram. And I really hope that you just like these episodes. Let me know, rate, review, and subscribe. If you subscribe, it allows for more people to find the podcast. And when you rate and review it, it brings us all the way to the top of the charts. Love you guys always. Thank you so much. Stay well and take care.